Wagwan, you know what it is. So we're back with part two with the gang. Lou and the gang. You know what it is. You know what it is. You know what it is. Now we are off to game review. You know,
Everyone.
and before we commence the game review, I just have to say that, yo, Spartans, you guys were electric. You guys were out of pocket, out of line. You guys were just ridiculously amazing to watch. Like, yo, hats off to you guys and congratulations on, you know, being the first Showtime, you know, finalist and winners. And, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed the off season. Yo, wear your ring everywhere you can, because that's what me, I'd
See.
have done. I'd have rubbed in everybody's faces. And yeah, so yeah, off to game review.
I think Zara should go into that because she was doing most of the commentary. So, like, can you? And she has been waiting for this.
Hey,
Can you do us a quick summary?
so let me see how I can run this for the gang and unbridled, unfiltered thoughts as well. Like rightfully said, like our boy in the six up there, Odie said it was electrifying. It was a game that I thought, you know, this was how I would have wanted it to go as someone that's had my tickets on them from the
True.
start of the season. Might I add? It was perfect to see. Actually, I'm not even gonna lie. It started off a little bit shaky because Femi marched down, how everybody thought he would march down, but
And
then
almost
he
didn't
did
score.
not convert. He didn't put up any numbers. And everyone was like, qu'est-ce que c'est? Has the Spartans defense met their match in defense? With
Offense.
Rebels, we're like, okay, I mean, hey, Rebels defense does have MVP, my MVP defender on there. So man like pictures. So I was like, okay, they have me scared out there. But then they showed me why Spartans defense and why defense wins championships. And I was like, why Spartans defense is the number one defense in the league, always has the least points scored against. Like, I mean, so far that I've seen them, so the past two seasons that I've watched them, so they showed it and they told Rebels. I mean, in fact, it started to look like playoff semifinals. It started to look like Spartans Titans, how they didn't let the Titans pass the first half field.
Yo.
And then we're like, oh my goodness, what is going on? Like, they're really about to. The only thing needed now was a pick or something. And lo and behold, it came like a thief in the night. My man, Fortune.
I
He
know, Fortune
brought
just
in.
activated.
Dude, there were things happening in this game. And then before we knew it, there was like I think the scoreboard started saying something like 29, 29, what, seven or 29,
20,
six?
20, 23.
Wait, I think I noted the
23, six.
substances down. Is da, 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 da. Where is it? Sorry.
I'm pretty sure it's 20, 23, 23, 6, then 29, 12,
Okay.
then
Yeah.
then hell came through.
Then we know
Yeah,
I'm going straight
23-6. Yeah, after that, Farouk's touchdown like was back to back. So then it went to 23-6.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So it was then there was man like Farouk shuts me the fuck up. Let me just say that. Because I kept on the whole
No.
first half, I kept on calling him Akintoye. Because I was like, that's Toye's position. I said, that's Toye's position. That's Toye's position. That's
Yeah,
Toye's
I was
position.
having a
In
mix
my
up as
head, but
well
I'm
the
like,
first time I
but
saw him.
exactly. Because in my mind, I was like, that's not Toye. So why is my head still saying that's not Toye? You know, my guy, I was high, so it don't really matter. Then I now had to the stands, they had to shout at me, his name is Farouk. I'm sorry,
I'm so
Farouk,
dead.
forgive and forget,
That's his name.
you know. But like, he made me know, like, I had to remember his name.
Yeah. You had no choice.
Yo.
You had no choice.
Catch. That Rich. He did not have one. I don't know if he had a drop.
No.
I don't think he had a drop. He was, nope. I don't know who won MVP of nope. that Showtime Bowl, but I was hoping it would be him.
Is there MVP for Showtime?
Is he?
Oh, yeah. There's the final. I think he was final then.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I'm not surprised. Oh, yeah. I remember. MVP. Yes, he got an award. Yes. And I was like, yeah. No surprise there.
So it was probably the QB that was the MVP. It was probably Fem. It was probably...
No, I think it was him.
He had to be Farouk.
Yeah, I know he got an award. That's what I know. But I'm not too sure what, but I know he got an award.
He might have been on, like, team of the
offensive. No, he wasn't.
Of the season.
I don't
think... Because the guy had a stellar season. No lie.
See?
Even when he was not...
But then, do you know
the struggling thing was not around?
Yes, that's what I also heard. He's a rookie.
He's a rookie 2 years, right?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yo,
crazy.
I'm so sorry that I had to cut you off, but
it's okay.
That man, I was like, who's this guy? Okay, he had that one head. And I'm like, oh, okay, who's that? Like, it doesn't matter. He got lucky.
Eh?
Imika said he got lucky. He scored three times. One, two,
bam,
three. I said, what?
My dear.
Not lazy touchdowns.
Odie, yeah? Let me blow your mind. He was supposed to join the Titans, but it was excess to requirements. They said he didn't make the team. They didn't have any space for him on the team.
It was.
I mean, to be fair.
Yeah.
One man's
at the time. You get me. At the time, who would you have removed from the team?
Nobody.
This is a team that was already stacked from last season.
They were already stacked. To be honest, before Rizzo came on.
You know, like. I feel like they got the players that they needed, you know, Razor, Amaka, you know, they needed more females, but like, I'm not going to lie. Like,
but yeah,
yo, they shouldn't be too worried about that.
So I think what I did with this game, I was like, I did my usual, like trying to take small notes. Cause this time I was like, okay, normally I just like pick one or two things. I was like, you know what? Let me even try and see like, if I can like take notes well enough that like, you kind of feel like you've watched the game, even though you didn't watch the game, just from listening to us. So, like, I know that game, I think starting off, like, Rebels were already everywhere. Oh, and then I was just like, oh, my God. God damn. Like, can you guys just wait for the game to start? And from Spartans' end, there was, like, not even a breeze of chance. I was just like, well, it's their usual way. Their Instagram, nothing. You know, like, I don't really expect much from Spartans, except for come, play, go. Win or lose. I don't really expect them to chance and all those activities. And then when the first touchdown, I went to Spartans by TU. Since now, calm down small. Then Rebels went on the field.
I've never seen a bigger hater than this. Look.
Wait, now I'm describing. But it's how the game was going. I'm describing atmosphere plus game.
Yeah. No, Lou. No. Let's be honest. You did not describe it. You're describing it like from the view. Of the biggest
just also to remind you, I was sitting on the rebel side, so I don't know what view this is about.
Exactly, this was you as the observer, like the hater, the hater in the back, watching, looking where saying, I hope you're down.
Wait,
for
now, but I'm not finished because I feel like if I read it too much into this was not the intent. Now, after this, this next comment is going to sound like as if Larry is right. But the next one after, I just keep listening, sounds better. So now, after that, there was this big drop by Noel, which was supposed to make them to drive for that. So they went off the field, and I think that's kind of where the little issue started from, because they were not spending enough time on the field as they should. And then after that, the next drive was by Chidi from that, like his usual route. He had that little, I don't know that route, but he just runs it so well and gets yard. And then Jazzy gets his first touchdown for the Rebels. And then everyone's like, okay, game on. It was 6-8 that time. And then it was very, that one was very, it was a very funny touchdown because like Miracle was there, but for some weird reason,
it wasn't a funny touchdown. It was his head.
Yeah, but like you almost think that Miracle would have it, and then, or maybe like if it, he didn't have it, it would be like incomplete. But my nigga had that ball, and then it was like their first touchdown. Everyone was like, okay, game on. Walele, let's go. So Larry, am I still hating? No. Okay. Now
you were twisting shit now.
Now for that extra
then you're taking away your true words. You're editing. I know you.
Then the extra point, that's where things were. And I like that I even noted it down so nobody will forget. Where Dolo threw the ball to Chidi. And then Chidi was supposed to pass the ball to, I think it's the Kalada or who. But then the pass was incomplete. And everyone was even confused for a bit. Like, huh? What's going on? But yeah, that extra point was no good. So everything stood at 8-6. And then Theo had like a good drive. Getting first down. There's one catch he had where I think it was like third and female. And she had like a good match on the field with that one. And then Mofea got like another catch. The usual one where she's always empty. And nobody knows. As in she's always free. And nobody knows why. And then she made another first down. And then Farouk, with the last minute catch, I think it was like the 7 seconds or like the rush hour was on Femi. And then it was the case of like, it's either now or never. And then last minute pass to Farouk. And that was like the first touchdown for Farouk activated. And then there was now this funny clock glitch that happened during the play where they were like, oh, it's delay of game or something for the extra point. But there was no delay of game because one clock was really wanting, another clock was really on that thing. So they replayed that one. But then, did they get the touchdown? Okay, no. So that Farouk was almost a touchdown. Then went after this clock glitch, then Storm had a touchdown, 8 points. I was like, wait, I like this angle Spartans is going, 8-8. So even if you're catching up with them, even with your extra points.
They're just dropping it.
Exactly. Even with your extra point, which is a 50-50 chance that you're going to get it. Then this babe on Spartans, Jessica, I don't know whether she needs to be audited because the encroachment penalty she was just getting unnecessarily. I was like, what's going on here? I couldn't even get it. So that one, they just kept, Rebels just kept marching and they got to the end. And this was supposed to be Rebels' second touchdown, but Fortune got his first pick of the game. And everyone was like, okay, rah, okay, this is a very, because Rebels were not spending enough time and then now there's not peak. So, and then there was like drive, and then Farouk had his touchdown again. And that was like the 23-6, that Zara was saying. And then the extra point was to Mofe, but it was too high, but so no good. Next drive was Noel with some catch like this. I think he ran that Chidi's route. So I think they were swapping the players on that route. And then good catch by Jazzy, where he kept doing that spinning thing that he was doing. And then people were saying, I don't know what was going on with the whole Spartans defense. He just kept spinning. But he wasn't getting yards, which was annoying. He just kept spinning and spinning. And then there was now the second touchdown to Fortune, where the pass was supposed to be to Yomi. But I don't know how that ball ended up in Fortune's hand.
That wasn't supposed to be a touch. That was we were far from the end zone. It was
It was in the end zone.
The first
Fortune's first pick was the one to Yomi again. The second one was to Yomi as well. But Jessica blew the play up. And Fortune, like the ball was just on Jessica's chest, and Fortune just picked up the ball.
Oh, that's what happened. Because okay. I was just, because you know, people will see better angles. We were on the other side of the field struggling. Is it a touchdown or not? And then Spartans came on the field, obviously. And then Mofe again was free. I had a good drive. And then there was this interesting, then there was this thing I noticed that they kept doing with Truss. So I noticed every time they would snap, Truss, for some reason, because they'll snap from the other side of the field. Me, I was sitting on the Rebel side. They'll snap. Before I know, Truss and Neddy, they're already on this side of the field. So I'm wondering what's happening. And it happened again and again. I was like, ah, this is smart. So obviously, because you know Trust will shut down a side of your field, why keep him there and you're struggling with the other side of the field? Get a player to take him out completely, and then you're seeing those little gaps that keeps happening with their defense. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. And then Mofe again.
Rebels, they struggle to adjust to the whatever Spartans was doing.
Exactly. Because they kept doing what Spartans wanted them to do, in my opinion. Not them defending against what they were playing. That kind of thing. So, but anyways, the game kept going on. And then there was... I think there was this play that Neddy tried to throw the ball to Femi as QB. I was like, people be really be testing things in championship. But it's okay.
Why not?
What better place to test it?
Why not?
Well, because that was no good. Because Farouk scored a touchdown before then, so they were doing that to get the extra. And then Rebels came on the field with like 2 seconds to go, and they tried to do the Hail Mary. I think the first one was a drop. The second one, Odudu caught the ball, but it didn't go anywhere, and the clock ran out, and it was halftime. Although before then, people were already shouting, Messi! I'm like, you should relax. I need this halftime artist to come out. If they do Messi now, they say they're not doing halftime show again. What will you pronounce it? So, yes.
But yes, I mean, to be fair, I feel like in the finals, there shouldn't be a mercy rule.
There wasn't. No mercy rule in the final.
So no, isn't that because... Playing, right? Which kind? How do you
mean? No, there's no mercy rule in the final. Legit, there was no mercy rule in the final.
But then we don't know this.
So you just...
No. Like, there is no mercy rule in the final. Yes, it's not in the rule book. It was really? Said before, even on commentary. Jimmy also said it as well. There's no mercy rule in the final.
I see Zara saying
okay, yeah, because he mentioned it. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, there's no mercy rule in the final. The game continues until you just walk off the field.
I was worried because I needed to see the halftime show. So, yes. second half kicked off. Rebels start the drive, and then Jazzy kicks off the ball, and then there's a touchdown. With a 12 thing, he kept doing and doing, and then he scored a touchdown. Everyone kept looking like, okay, they're going to stop him. And then nigga just ends up scoring.
Honestly, if I'm going to be honest, I feel like the only person that was really, like, there to play for Rebels was Jazzy. It was Jazzy.
No, I haven't mentioned any other person. And Noel. But yeah.
Like, everyone else just, especially on defense, it just seemed like they were confused, like they were lost, like they weren't playing this, they weren't in the same game that we were watching, and like I honestly don't think they played to the best of their ability. Like there was so much that they could have done,
yeah,
that they just didn't do.
But that one is there, Sha. So, well, the game just kept going on. And then there was a good stop by 17 on the extra point. Then Spartans came on the field. Tom doing the twirling thing. I was like, everybody needs to learn how to twirl somehow. So, Tom did the twirling thing. And then she got good yards to, like, half field. And then Mofe got to touchdown. The extra was no good. And then Ashley kicked off the next drive for Panthers. There was penalty, and then there was this time they were not getting unnecessary penalty, Rebels, and then they were not losing yards. Then Jazzy and Noel, like, gave a good drive. And then delay of game again, and then they lost yard. It was funny, like, they were just going back and forth. And then there was a close call for a third and female. But Blessing saved the day. That was a very lovely catch he had that time.
Yo, Theo almost picked that shit off.
She was
crazy.
Yeah.
Theo nearly picked that shit off. And Blessing with good concentration there.
See. And then,
as usual.
And then there was first down with Ashley again. Like, Ashley, see now. See, all the other people came in. Now I'm saying other people's name. So now Ashley came on and got first down. And then there was a sack on the second down. I can't remember who did this rusher thing that time. But they got like a good sack on the second down. Lost yards again. And then there was a close call for touchdown. Was 17. Stopped the ball. And then there was the drop on the Ashley play. So this is when they activated the Ashley play, because that's a 10-point in case you don't, you're not aware with Rebels and strategies.
It wasn't a drop. Fortune blew that shit up.
Oh, yeah?
He pulled the flag.
On the center.
Yeah.
No. He slapped the ball down. Yeah, Ashley goes like Dolo. That's that what I told you, right? Okeke tries to follow Dolo. Then Rukayat runs to the slants to the right of the... So basically, let me tell you what this play is. It's just cheeky to me. So Rukayat, like Dolo, runs from underneath the center. Ashley goes from line of scrimmage under the center, catches the ball, then wants to chest pass the ball straight to Rukayat. What's his name? Fortune sees that. He's in front of Ashley. As Ashley steps, he steps to the middle, and as Rukayat turns to get it, he slaps the ball down.
Ah, okay. That's
really? Funny. I thought he pulled the flare.
Nah.
See, that whole thing was so fast. I was just like, oh my God.
Like, and then, he's the man is something else.
So that was like on second down. And then on third down, they thought they had a touchdown, and then they called screening on Chidi. Because that play was funny. Because they were basically beside each other. And I was wondering, how are these Patterns people going to defend this?
Oh, no, but to be fair, when you see it in instant replay, you see the screening.
Oh, look, yeah?
Let me tell you the thing, yeah. Guys, people have been doing this particular play all season. The Titans have done it. The Rebels tried to do it in that game. Where what they do is they send a lead blocker. It's the definition of a lead blocker. Mm-hmm. In this game, the pick for Fortune on Yomi, where the one where it bounces between Jessica and
Fortune
was, again, that play. Noel was the lead blocker for Yomi. Noel went ahead, basically does a chip block on Okeke, and Yomi is going to enter that space. Fortune wasn't falling for it. The second Noel took off and ran towards Okeke, Fortune stepped into that position. Yomi went past Fortune, and him and Jessica shot the gap up. Yeah. So Dolo just basically threw the ball between them. It's happened before. Flash has done it. Flash runs, then what's her name? Beatrice, the center, gets the open space. We've seen that lead blocker before. I've seen that play again before. Kalada did it last time. Kalada for Ashley. Kalada goes, cheeps the safety who's there, and Ashley gets the easy
fall-down
touchdown.
Yo, that makes sense.
So finally, the refs called it. Oh. It's a very cheeky screen. It's a very cheeky screen if you don't catch it.
Okay.
So where one player will go act like they're running a route and like do a comeback in front of the defender, block the defender off, and then the secondary receiver that comes into that space is free. Catch. Touchdown. Yeah. You're looking, oh, how can't we defend it? Yeah, it's because it's literally a screen.
I know. Yeah, because I know Rebels for that play. For when I was in Hawks, they'll just bunch each other. And I'm just like, after a while, they had to now do that. Wait, now. I don't know why you cannot stop. And then I know that's when they now started doing the whole you can't bunch each other. Because it's like, once you bunch, there's literally no other way. Just, I might as well step aside so that you just got it touched down. So yeah, that got called back. And then it was fourth down, and they obviously didn't score. And things were not looking good. And then the next drive, Uju was very well free. And then and everyone was just like, what is all this free pockets all over the place? And then Uju was very free. And then Mofeg got a touchdown. Oh, no, almost got a touchdown. Nedi almost got a touchdown. Almost to Tio. And then Toya finally gets the touchdown after plenty. What, they were just following Uju on that play. And then just... toss it over to Toye, who was so rude with the ball. It was just like, been here waiting. And then
honestly, that was so, there were two great touchdowns the whole game for me. The first one actually was Jazzy's.
Yeah, that spinning the one, right?
The moss.
Oh, that one. Okay, that one too was good.
The moss was no, not the ballerina one. Yeah, exactly, the moss one. So that was a great touchdown to me. And then the next one was this one where they literally just followed Uju and Femi, and Toyo was just like, "Whenever you're ready."
Because it's like Uju is not the only player. How are all of you just following Uju? It was so funny to watch.
Literally, Like, it was like, okay, we've seen this on film so many times. They do this all the time. Guys, stay on Uju. Forgot all the other five men
Z. Like, that was just, that was not the best defense on Rebels' part. I'm not going to lie. Because the play before that, they literally ran that same exact play. Mm-hmm. The play before that, and Daniel got a pick.
Yeah.
You get me? So it's like, all right, cool, cool, cool. Clearly, you guys, you can see what they're trying to do, or you can see what is going on. Now, on the next play, all right, they're doing the same exact play where they have, you know, Uju coming underneath, and then mm-hmm. they have, like, they have another person, mm-hmm. you know, just go and then run a hook yeah. in the back of the, and then it's like, you just gotta pick on that. How are you missing it? How are you not seeing it? Why are all of you following this one player?
Odie, it doesn't take three people to make
it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why he's saying that the defense was not doing their job.
On defense, that was a bad play on defense. On defense, because you even see Ralph coming from the other side of the field. Like, from the other half of the field to come and defend Uju.
Exactly. And it's like, why? But there are like two players already with her. You decided to join in.
How? Then clearly, if there are three people guarding this one person, clearly there's something going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's open. Two other people are open.
Yeah, so that touchdown was like something else. Yeah.
Okay, but still, the game review. I thought we're standing for opinions because I'm just waiting for my
know, like, everybody ready to destroy them. But yes, after that, long, there was a touchdown by Noel. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. And then there was also like
that's disrespectful. That man,
I'm not downing the touchdown. It's just that at that point,
that's so cute.
I know, because at that time it was like 2 minutes and something, and these niggas were already at 1 point. So it was just a case of, let's just see what we can do and everything. And then there was this small save by Chidi on like the last couple of like downs or something like that. And then there was a good drive by Spartans, but there was a good stop by Nosa on Nedi. That was a good call. Very, very nice one. And then, yeah, there was this free play, something that happened. I don't know what happened. There was like a penalty that happened. And then Toye got another touchdown. And then it was down to the one.
It was, I think it was early rush or something like that.
Yeah, because it just kept marching down the field. I was like, what's going on here? But yeah, Toye scored on that one. And then it was a one-minute play. There was almost... And then I think this is when Rebels started getting really desperate. And Spartans' defense were now like, you know what? It's crushing time. And then Okeke almost had a pick. I think it's twice or something like that. And then they passed to Rachel after many hours of her running on that field.
But she was
but she was tackled inbound, and then the clock ran out.
You know, we're about to throw hands up if you keep disrespecting
us. It hits us, okay, guys. SFFL showtime.
I'm done now. Done. You can now come in. Proceed.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Because I'm going through my notes. So who wants to go first?
Oh, I love that you all are done this. No, you can go. Because Odie still like wiping his eyes.
Okay. 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 Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you are, whatever time you're listening to us. I am Larietta, and I'm about to take you through analysis from my point of view of the Rebels Spartans game. Look, we discussed this earlier, and to me, hey, Spartans, we're not taking anything away from you. You guys played brilliant ball, you played great ball, but I think it was less about the Spartans being excellent and more about the Rebels being tepid, being inept, and being largely inadequate. To me, I do not think I have ever seen, you know, we always joke here on this podcast about cover open. We always joke about cover open.
It's still one of our best
episodes. I'm telling you.
But yes, go on.
That's exactly what the Rebels were doing. They were playing cover open. If there was
ever game tape on how not to play defense, that Rebels final was exactly the Rebels' defensive performance was exactly what you needed to watch. Everything they tell you on what not to do, a masterclass in ball watching. If you wanted to see a masterclass in ball watching, go ahead and watch that Rebels game where you had Farouk being basically in no, he's on an island of his own. He had 5 yards, 10 yards. He had the will of the green. He had the space to run ragged. I'm confused as to how Farouk is catching the ball with no Rebels man in sight. What exactly was going on? I don't understand. Ralph, Daniel, I'm calling you guys by name. Nosa, Tross, Afi, we always go on and on. Issy, I don't know who the other ladies are. Tommy, there's another lady as well that plays defense sometimes. What was going on? Because I have never seen a worse defensive performance. At some point, to me, it would have been good if the ref said, okay, you know what? All the Rebels defense go off the field. Let's bring in the second team. Maybe they'll do something better. Terrible flag pulling. There were so many missed flags. The first touchdown where Tross and Daniel
second attempt.
Missed the flag. She runs for 15 yards into the end zone. Well, unacceptable. Like the final game.
Oh, good.
Nope. Goal line. Theo's first touchdown. Afi misses the flag. Ralph misses the flag. She's leaning the ball into the end zone. Easy pickings. Uju's touchdown where four Rebels defenders, Odi, it wasn't even three. It was four Rebels defenders. Four Rebels defenders are actively chasing one player. And it's not like the QB is scrambling with the player. So it's two versus four. Do the maths, for fuck's sake. It means that you have three defenders on five other players.
And there was a rusher.
No, actually, sorry. Not even three defenders. Because the rusher is obviously also trying to chase the QB. So you have two defenders on five offensive players. How does that work? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What a time for you to have your worst defensive performance. We knew the Spartans did not do anything extraordinary. They did not do anything superb. They played Spartans ball, but you guys seem like you have seen them for the first time. You've played this team before and you've beat this team. But for some weird reason today, on the biggest of occasions, you became the smallest of people. It's inexcusable and it's unacceptable. I know my words will hurt a lot. I know the loss will hurt more than my words, but that can never, I can't, as a neutral observer, I wanted to see a good game of football.
Yeah.
I didn't predict that the game would have been 25-18 or 20.
Yeah, somebody asked me, like, what did we predict?
Yes. What the fuck is 43-12? What is that? For the neutral observer.
40-18? No, I think it's 18.
Okay, 43-18. What's the difference? 6 points?
No.
I have to be honest because as a neutral observer, I don't, look, football is football. To me, a great game of football is one with a low score because then you know that two teams came out there and matched each other.
Shout out Spartans and Dragons, but go on.
Yes, that was a good game of football because there I could see defense matching up against defense. Offense trying to work, but being stifled by defense. That is a good game. You can't be out there just letting the offense have their way with you. To me, it can't work. It can't work. Rebels offense, you went away from what made you guys good. You started trying to be cheeky and doing silly things. What's that? Wagwan.
Wagwan, brother.
We already told, look, you knew what they were going to do. Why are we forcing the ball down the middle? It doesn't work. We know they are in their 4-cover-4. We know it's a 3-cover-4 scheme. Everyone knows. But instead, we were seeming surprised at what we're seeing. The Rebels started to kick into gear. Too little, too late. Now it's almost like we're scoring garbage points.
Yeah, defense was
there. There were no help at all. Defense was no help at all. At no point, any single person Femi wanted to throw the ball to. It was easy pickings. Rebels, trust me, I have a lot more to say.
Please, no talk it.
But in that final game, you didn't look like you deserved to be there. I'll be strictly very honest with you. I don't know whether the moment was too big, where the lights were too bright, and people were just... It was, for a team that I have so much respect for, is why I'm saying so many things that would hurt. because I look at you and I have so much respect. I know schematically, I know how you guys plan, but that looked, it was awful to see. I don't know whether you guys spent more time creating shirts or a Lele Gang than actually practicing, because that's what it looked like. No. I'll be strictly and I'll be very honest, because I love the Rebels too much. I love you guys way too much. But the shit I saw, I've never been so disappointed.
If Shane was here, he'd probably laugh at them. They're like, y'all don't listen. Why are you getting new stuff in championship? Because is that the new stuff works like a chorus for playoffs? It's like, you know what? We skip it in playoffs. We use it for championship.
Look, every single thing we said would happen. You don't beat a team twice. We have been on the money throughout every single game. You don't beat a team twice. We saw it again. But when we say you don't beat a team twice, effectively, you know what? Let's give the Spartans their flowers. You don't beat a team twice. Doesn't mean that both times, if you beat the Spartans twice, they would embarrass you on the second time. That's what it means. Yeah. They did it to the Titans. Embarrass them. Did it to the Rebels. That was embarrassing. I'm going to be very honest. Because my math isn't good, but 18 plus 18 is less than 43.
See?
Yeah, so it means that they beat you by your score times two plus, like, that's brazy.
Well,
like I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm going to be 1,000% honest with you.
Forgive them.
There was no point in that game. I felt the Rebels could come back. There was just no point in that game.
Even in when they came in from in second half. Because, you know, when they came in second half, Jazzy got like a touchdown with that spinning thing. And I was like, okay, you know, might get a move here.
And what was the score? 23-12.
And
what happened after that? The Spartans went and scored. Rebels didn't score. Spartans scored again. Like, it just... Man. I think, again, to me, it was... I was... That's why I said I have a lot to say. Again, this is me just talking as an observer, as a person who wanted to watch a good final. I love football. I'm a football head. To be honest, as a football fan, I enjoyed the halftime show more than I enjoyed the battle of the two footballing teams. I'll be honest with you, because again, I wanted the Spartans to do something different. That's what I want. That's what you want in the final. You want the Spartans to, maybe they throw to Nelly. Nelly jukes one, jukes two, tosses the ball downfield to Farouk. He heads it down and Femi catches it. Let us be like, oh shit, what a catch, what a play. We've never seen the Spartans do that. Nope, the Spartans did not change jack shit.
Which is crazy though. It was literally the same setup. Except for,
Setup, Farouk running the in.
Somebody just running and standing like Mofe was doing.
The jump and catch. They did that. Femi scrambles left, scrambles right. Easy. Oh, yes, Femi has done it again. Uju scrambling. Theo, miss flag, touchdown. Uju running. Nobody knows what's happening. Corner steps in. Mofe free. Mofe runs for 56 yards. I was just there like, guys, please.
Wait.
Please, we've seen this before.
But... Like, question though, because someone said that what Spartans played, that it's not, even though yes, they've won championship, it's not something that if they were to play like in a national game, something can actually win, like, game. Zara, please come into this conversation.
I'm right here.
That what
listening?
That
trust
the game
me.
That Spartans played, that is not, even though they won championship, it's not a game that if they were to play it like against like a national team or whatever, they would win the game. Do you guys agree?
To be honest, I did keep on saying that. Oh, they're doing what they're doing. Like, they didn't break from status quo. They marched how they were going to march. Like, it was the only thing is that, okay, maybe all of all of their players were on, were like, they knew that, okay, this is the assignment, no drops, no, like, I don't know if they had any drops.
Yeah.
That whole game, it didn't look like they did.
No, Storm had a drop.
Storm had a drop? Okay, so double one. Oh, you know, it was like everybody was accurate, and but she made up the one drop with a touchdown. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it was I mean, Spartans, but like, it was championship Spartans. Like, they just said, I spoke to Femi, and actually he said he wanted to finish the game since. I'm not gonna lie.
He wanted to finish the game since.
Rude much.
That's what he said. This is like, he wanted to finish the game since, but they said he should like chill because.
What the fuck does that even mean?
When I don't, so I think he really wanted to like blow it out the game. He wanted to be a blowout kid.
But it's not his choice. That's what's killing me. It's not his choice.
But at like at the back, because behind the scenes, you know. Some of the camera crew, they're like, no, don't finish the game early. No, no, no.
And now they have to get their recording check. Want to cut
their check. Do you know how disrespectful that is?
That's
like, I know like, it is disrespectful. You know,
me and Femi, we're gonna have a word. Like, what? Are you crazy?
Yeah, Mark is funny. Don't worry.
No, guys, I want us to rack our heads. Let's rack our heads briefly. Can we think back throughout the game? Zara, Lou, you were there live. Odi and I watched from afar. But can you think of a catch, a Spartans catch, that was contested?
Actually, no.
Yeah, Storm's drop.
Contested?
I'm fucking
scared. Oh, you mean like a catch? Like, yeah.
A catch from the Spartans offense that was contested, that you're saying to yourself, oh, yeah.
Nope, not one.
The receiver, you know, bodied the defender. What a great catch. Yeah. The receiver,
not,
you know.
Not one.
Because even the great catch we saw from Farouk,
there was
no man in sight.
That was a catch with yards. Catch with yards. Catch
there's no one where we looked at it and said, oh, it's 50-50. If the receiver doesn't catch it there, the defender, none.
That's crazy, though. The only one... Yeah, that was for Rebels, not for Spartans. I would say the only one was the Jazzy one on Miracle, but that was
exactly one. Jazzy's one, yes, exceptional from Jazzy. Great ball placement from Dolo, exceptional from Jazzy. Because Miracle was there. Yeah. Most receivers would drop that ball there because they'll take their eyes off the ball.
They were close to me.
Kept eyes on it, finished it, landed, and finished the catch. Like, that's it. Contested. But was there any Spartans? Farouk did not have a contested catch.
Because he has a body. He's a lot more.
It's one thing to body somebody, it's another thing to complete the catch.
See, fair enough. They switched Farouk. They brought in Toye. What changed? It was same shit, different toilet. They kept running the same thing. And at some point, I kept looking like, what's going on?
All right, too.
I'm probably going to get an email from the Rebel tomorrow. Odi, tell them to be gentle.
It will.
They're going to say, hey, 1-8, what are you talking about? I'm like, hey, yo, the game is the game. I'm here as a
fan. Yo!
They're not for regards. Awalele gang.
Hey, my guys know. Dolo, talk to me. Ralph, you have my number. Daniel, don't be shy. Hey, no, sir. Come on.
Nah, don't start.
Like, let's talk. What the fuck was that?
Oh, my God.
Trust. Don't think you got away with this because you're part of the defense. You're not wearing a Trust jersey. You're wearing a Rebel jersey.
I think this is the first all game Trust didn't get a pick. Oh, let me not say first game because it's like the final.
No, because guess what? Femi finally used his fucking head. His head didn't use this in the first game because in the first game, for some reason, his dumbass tried to test Trust 3 times. And he got picked off. But this time around, no, he said to you, it's literally like you said, Lou. He said to himself, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go away from the nigga that had about 8 to 9 picks in the season.
See.
And I'm going to go elsewhere. And I guess elsewhere was where
taking him away, you know, when Nedy was taking him away, like, because on the snap, I know Nedy is fast. Nedy just takes him out of that place, and there's all that gap, and then they're just struggling on this and that.
It's, no, it was bad. It was very bad. It was like, I wish there could be a compilation, because I know the Rebels are good at compilations. I wish there would be a compilation of the Rebels' defense that day. And it would be played with
the, you are rude, Larry.
No, I'm serious.
That's a different kind of content.
Look, I would do that to my defense. You know the Benny Hill team film in our film study? That, you know, you guys know the Benny Hill theme song? It goes, like that. Because it was a clown show. Like, I could not. Farouk must have woken up from his sleep thinking, yeah, you know what, let me strap up and have a tough game today. But no, my guy. Farouk, great job.
Oh, no wonder.
But I tell you that if you put 90% of the receivers in the league in that position, they would have done the exact same thing. That is how bad it was defensively for the Rebels. It was just purely, ugh, man. Nah, Rebels defense. Yo, nah, you guys cost your team that game, man. Offense, you weren't any better, but the defense was just shambolic.
Yeah. All right. I think, are we talking about
You guys spent like a whole like 20 minutes just lambasting the team, bro.
I promise you, I promise you, I would not. I promise you, I was not going to hold. I held more back than I wanted to.
Please do hold, please.
Hey, look, last thing I was going to say was, you know what? If there were points for. No, I'll let it go. Let it go, please.
Yes. All right. but yeah, that game was. Yes.
All of that being said, you know, shout out to the Spartans. You know, shout out to the Rebels.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Game. Yeah, you guys. Y'all now, so.
Yeah, it's no mean feat.
You know, the people that are talking, the people that, you know, lambasting you, they're where they are.
You get me. I'm in Cancun. My remote was ready. I was rewinding. It's yes. Listen, like Odi said, it's not an easy feat to get to the final, but I always say something, finish your dinner. There's no point you dressing nice at the buffet and coming to come and have a starter. No one is here for that. Eat a meal. Let us feast. We're not here for that. So legit, shout out Spartans. You came, you saw, you conquered. In true Spartan fashion. Like, we'll give you that. Yeah. Rebels, better not next season. You guys know it's back to the drawing board, because to me, second place is the first one who lost. Your own loss was brewing since the start of the season. You went, you were winning games, you got to the final, and then it's the one that hurts the most. That final one is the one that hurts the most, where you have to channel that energy right.
Yeah, but
it's not easy to get there. But yeah.
No, but now that you're talking about getting there, because obviously there was like, they call it, it was so funny, the title of the thing is, the person said the ledger. Ledger of what? Which account are we balancing? But
I'm dead.
Actually noticing that, like, Rebels, as everybody said, they are the playoff teams. So chances of them getting to championship is actually quite high, because they've made 6 appearances so far, like in the community of Lagos and Flag. So it's shocking that, like, it's more or less like they are, I say template, I'll say, get them there, but they only have 2 stars. I'm getting.
No, see, I say this. To even get there in the first place is an achievement. The reason why I say so is there's a lot of work that goes into getting there. To consistently get there is a brilliant achievement. There's no season whereby you cannot say that the Rebels are not in contention or are not. I think their record, if I'm not wrong, is 100% in the playoffs.
Actually,
I don't think the Rebels have ever missed a playoff game. And they've been to 6 finals. That is a hell of a damn good organization.
But we need more stars.
It's a damn good organization. No, listen, again, it's tough. Someone has to win some days. Sure. Someone has to lose. Some organizations have never even entered playoffs. So, to me, hey, the game is the game. Some have never even smelled finals. So, look, to get there 6 times is a hell of an achievement.
Yeah.
It's not easy at all. It's not easy at all. That shows you the mental strength that all the words I said, there's only one team I can say it to. I cannot, nobody else is going to make me waste my saliva. I said I'll just be bantering with you. Even another team was there. But the reason why I say that is because of respect and love I have for the organization.
But then
I can only talk to people.
For who much is
given. Yes, brother.
But you know now that we're actually talking about this, and this will be crazy because I want to say, oh, so now Spartans will have 2 stars because they've won one championship before. However,
no, they have 1 star.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what they say because of now the new organization. So there's only going to be 1 star on their jersey.
Of course. Showtime is first 1-1. Showtime is 1-1.
So like, oh my god. So you mean like if Titans now win one championship,
so instead of having 3 stars, they just have this question one now.
Hey God.
Yeah.
So now I'm gonna ask this question. I don't know if this is too early to ask or what, if we have a segment for that. But I'm just like, so now it's just like, okay, if Showtime is 1-1 and it was season X, what's next season going to be called? Is it XI?
Romantic
XI.
Or something.
XI. Yeah.
So then why? So who has only 1 star?
No. Yeah, because XI doesn't necessarily mean one. It doesn't mean 11.
It doesn't mean what?
It means
that's why
like
we get
X,
the first
like
episode finding X.
Is now is that 1 year plus my ex? That's all it is. So don't be stuck on Roman numerals.
What's all those mass lessons we're having here?
The game is the game.
No, but then no,
see,
I'm
no,
pained.
But, no, but for real.
Ah, this does something.
See, because let's look at it, and I want us to see this defensively. Yeah. We're looking at both teams now. Defensively, we knew that the Spartans were going to line up in their normal 4-cover-3-cover-4 combo, where you have Fortune playing MLB, but his MLB is not shallow. He's playing is more of a kind of intermediate, in that intermediate position. Glory is playing, what's his name? Okeke is playing off. He's the one who's the middle safety, acting as a cover-3 combo look. Then you have Otto on one side, Miracle on the other side. Both of them backed up about 5 to 7 yards. You have the two corners, Jessica and Mofe, in that, taking out all the outs, trying to take out all the slants as well. If we looked at that, we knew fully well, okay, since Fortune is slightly backed up and OKK is slightly backed up as well, the short or the a short post in front of, what's his name? Otu will give you some luck or glory. That short post into the space that Okeke has backed up into and in front of Otu, the safety on that side will give you some luck. If you're running on Miracle side, it has to be a comeback. We all knew these. Switch it, Rebel side of the ball. Rebels, we knew that when Rebels are going into that game, you have to try and switch your looks. But if you're playing cover 3, your middle safety is there to take care of. If Farouk is trying to run those deep posts, you take care of that. If Farouk is running 5 and out, that's fine. If we're in zone formation, we know fully well that at some point, our corner will have to account for Mofe on the outside. If Farouk runs that 5 and in more than once, we switch it from going to, from cover 3, we switch it back to cover 2. We can even play man, but we cannot play the same formation over and over again. However, it looked so bad that when they were playing cover 3, it looked like the defenders didn't know what they were doing. When I knew they switched to man, there was a play where Uju runs for 15 yards as a center. 15 yards. They were in man because somebody forgot their assignment. So to me, things like that are inexcusable in a game like this, where we are seeing Storm. Look at some of this. Look at where we're talking about. Even if you look at the Showtime page now, Storm is spinning. She's a center. A center can run for 10 yards. That's crazy. Because you have to ask, okay, what formation were you guys playing there? Were you playing cover two? At some point, they were playing cover two. They were playing cover two, then I saw the corner reacting to Uju, the far out corner on the left side, reacting to Uju, who's running a slant from inside. And guess what happens? They chuck the ball to Mofé. Mofé runs for 10 yards. I'm like, ah. It's tough to see. It's like, I don't know. So to me, just pure analysis of the game, it was a tough watch because one, you looked at the team who on one side of the body had a plan. Another team who seemed like either one, they didn't have faith in the plan. They were confused by the plan. Or there was no plan. I can't believe it's the latter that there was no plan because I know the Rebels. The Rebels always have a plan.
That plan just didn't work. Because you can see, like, they... I think that's one thing I give them, dude. Like, when they came back that second half, rather than just coming back and saying, okay, guys, we can't give up. We have to do this. Blah, 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 blah. They're like, okay, see. Obviously, we're going to work a bit on the offense and then actually 10-point strategy to, like, get as many points as possible. So it's more or less of how many points do we need to catch up and how can we get this much points? Rather than just, oh, yes, we're back on. We're going on the field now. I enjoyed seeing that part from them. So, but anyways, it is what it is. And we got champions and people running around with rings. That's all good. No problem. And it was nice watching them pick up their rings, everyone showing their stuff. And then the Uju's rel kills me. Like, hello?
Yeah, that was...
Rumbling my shit.
That was great. That was my theme music.
I was like, please, people, do your rel.
As we go crazy, hey. Exactly. Winners win.
And the one that killed me was when they now said, when they did the collation of their, like, oh, you know, everybody's sending your picture with your ring. And the person with the swollen fingers, like, I'm not getting missed out, and put the ring beside the finger. It was too funny to see.
I saw that shit, that shit was so funny.
That shit was so fucking funny. But yeah, obviously there was also the award thingies. I didn't keep track because I didn't get time. But then it was really nice to see Musti because everyone was like, I think Musti, they called Musti's award, but then like, oh, someone's come to take it on his behalf. And the next thing like, oh, we got a surprise, Musti's in the building. I was like, oh my God, Musti! He even stayed all the way to like the after party something. I was just like, this is where should I see him? Fine, I see. But it's good to see him out there.
Not social nights. Yes. Jesus.
Yeah. And then I saw Bazooka had two awards. I was like, ooh. I guess she wasn't ignored after all. So it's good to see that. Golden had one. Harry B had one. Kay in Ellie had three.
What were the awards? I couldn't hear it. I just kept hearing.
Rookie of the year, defensive player of the year, and team of the year.
I feel like there was more than that.
No, that's what it was.
Stunt picked an award. There was one where they were like, Rachel from Ely.
Look, brother, let's not even start. I don't
Flash got an award too as well. Usman got an award. Kenny got an award.
That's offensive. Do that. Offensive team of the year. So they got team of the year got award.
Trust got an award.
Defensive team of the year.
Yeah. I think it was Happiness got an award as well. I think those are the
people. That's team of the year. Bro, they worked hard for that.
You know, see, look, trust me. It was weird. The reason why I said the team of the year to me was kind of weird. Because
the tag name?
An example is... let me explain. Beatrice and... Beatrice and Uju cannot both be in the team of the year. Either one or the other, because they're both centers.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So to me, a female wide receiver missed out on two centers. I get it. They were statistical
so anomalies. They basically just use stats.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, like you said, there was no Russia.
Yeah, there was no Russia. You have two centers in the offensive team of the year. Your defensive player of the year had more tackles. He had 36 tackles, which is amazing. But there was another person that had about, and he had five picks. But there was another one who had about, 21 odd tackles, but eight picks. One was clearly...
What exactly do they use to pick these players?
Did they put it's like,
there was no voting
for something else? Okay.
No, it was purely stat-based. And the stats, so the algorithm says that, I think it calculates tackles. It gives a bit too much emphasis to tackles. The reason why I say it gives too much emphasis to tackles is, an example is, think of this. An MLB will have more tackles than a safety. A safety, right. You get what I mean? So as such, if an MLB is in the conversation for defensive player of the year, because he has so many tackles, he will seem, his stats will be skewed more in his favor over picks. So that's what happens in that particular situation. So that's why Kiri became, because I'm there like, look, if a player yeah, go on, brother.
Sorry. You know what I think they should do? Like, when they're making the teams, they have to, like, kind of just group them. So it's like, all right, cool. So it's the centers. These are all the centers. Best of the center. You get...
brother.
Then receivers, best of the receivers, because that way I think it's unfair to put like MLBs and safeties in the same category.
Yes.
And they're not doing the same job, you know. They're doing the same job.
Let me even add to that. I think to even make all these points even to buttress all these points further, when you want to do the offensive MVP. That one is not stat-based. That is a vote. It's up to a vote. Whereby you can tally the quarterbacks, your best QB one here. You tally centers. Put your best center here. Wide receiver one here. Wide receiver 1B here. Wide receiver 1A here. Wide receiver 3. You do that for your seven. Of the seven, you then push it to a vote. Who is the MVP? Who do you feel that without this player, their team would not have gone as far as they did? Or the best one here? Most of the time, if I'm being honest, most MVPs are usually QBs. Because it is one of the most important positions in our sport. And one of the most difficult positions in our sport. Switch it to the defensive side of the ball. Similarly, you rank every single person like Odia said. Then you put it to a vote. Who here is the most valuable player? People have different arguments. So people have always said that the most valuable player on the offense has to go to the team with the best offense. Similarly, with the most valuable player in defense has to go with the team with the best defense.
Only
statistical anomalies. Because an example is one of the worst defensive teams in the league. The Raptors and the Mavericks. Rookie of the year defense is coming from there. I'm confused as to how.
Yeah, that would shock me.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just
not to take away from you know his performance or anything like that, but like I don't think a rookie. Yeah, you already have the award of rookie of the season, rookie of the year. That's cool. But to get MVP too? Like,
exactly. So all the other people did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
See ya.
Then Dinah also did rookie of the year offensive, rookie of the year defensive. Even if you're doing rookie of the year defensive, I think it should have come from K in LA. He's a rookie too, right?
Yeah, he is. Look, exactly. If he was a rookie of the year, fair enough. And he put up MVP numbers. He had 20, he had what, 9 picks, 36 tackles. You cannot deny him as defensive MVP.
Oh, yeah, true. Because, like, I do not, I remember this award because someone was like, oh, Trust was aiming for that. But I didn't.
Yeah, and I think to me, that would have been my if. But again, you see one thing I love about this, yeah? The beautiful thing about MVP voting is you can never run away from controversy. You can never, ever. Yeah. Everybody has their pick. It's impossible.
Sure.
This, the first time they went did All-Star, remember, there was riots. Mm.
All-Star. People are sending it to their church and bullshit. Like, bro, no.
Bro.
Like,
no. Well, that's the funniest part. When you switch it, this season is purely stats. But this person, but that person. Because the example is, how can Usman be the QB of the season when Kenny had a better completion rate, same amount of touchdowns, less picks, and accounted for more points? I can't really understand how that works. He had over 100 completions more than Usman. He had six less picks than Usman. No, sorry, four less picks than Usman. They both had 45 touchdowns. But for some reason, offensive player of the year is Usman. I don't understand. Sorry.
There are other factors.
Team of the year, there's no other factor. Statistically speaking, that makes no sense.
And that's why I'm filling the gap now, that there are other factors. That's why.
Yeah. Nah, there can't be any other factor. Maybe they just don't like the nigga. Like, we just have to go.
Yo!
Like
that's what it is. They say, what's to sleep well at night? We don't want to be in this guy's voice.
That one is true. But yes, yeah, after the awards, there was nothing really much. It was, as they say over here, dance. I can't remember last time I heard that. But dance. And then there was this gorilla thingy that came out from nowhere trying to hug Zara. But I saved Zara's life, but she wouldn't acknowledge it in public, but it's fine.
Wow.
The gorilla just came like, and then tried to like hug Zara. It was too funny.
Yes, we told you you're joking. What the fuck?
The gorilla, like that gorilla thing that they've been putting in all those their shows, you know, like the way they carry robots now for
no,
like
stop.
The gorilla thing that they were doing, like, oh, it's Odogo or something. I'm like, no, the fuck. This is just a fucking black.
It's a guy in a costume.
Scary shit,
you know,
running around this trying to haunt people. Yeah, that was there.
What the fuck?
Just running around, beating his chest. I was just like, oh my god, this is so fucking scary. But yes, but some people loved it, so we're going to give hugs. Yeah,
a whole ass mascot.
I don't know. It's just, and then there was one time when I went to go get punched by AJ, and then the nigga was taking a break and like getting back in course. I was like, God damn, this 2K really be a lot. But yes, but yeah, the show went on fine. There was like food, drink, music, and of course, you probably would have seen the video in the Instagram, the spinning camera thingy, where I dragged Dara to go and do it with me. Yeah.
That was fun. They need more songs on that thing, but that
I
was
know
fun.
They just had like three songs. Who does that? At some point, I was like, "Can we just dance to what the DJ is playing?" But yes,
I'm fine. Lou was ready to play her own song. I swear.
But yeah, I saw that.
Oh, but I didn't get any Showtime free food. What the fuck?
Yo, I got like burger and fries and like
it was free food.
Yeah,
like.
But that one actually went to the back. The thing is, it was coming from the back, and because people still knew where it was coming from, I think it wasn't making it all the way to the center floor where people were. So I think that's probably what was happening.
Not people trailing them to the kitchen.
Yeah, yo, follow Jesus. The tracks. Yes.
Nigerians, fucking hell, don't
they
cross.
Scooby them. Snacks. Follow the Scooby snacks to the kitchen. I'm crying.
But yeah, all together, I guess it was good. And it was also good to see Dami around. I think all the people that I think had any major injury, it was good to just see them back and around.
Hey, Dami had a major injury. He had a major injury.
Yeah, he did. No, that's what I'm saying. Like that, so that it's good to see.
Like
yeah, he ruptured his Achilles.
I did not expect to see him back so soon. So that's,
no, what but that's what I'm saying. Like, he's been, like, I thought he's been coming to the game.
He has.
No, he has, yeah. But, like, to, like, you know, the first few times he came, I think, like, he limped a bit. But, like, this Sunday one, he wasn't limping. So, I guess that's
perfect. You bluffing, eh? You bluffing, my nigga.
Sorry,
you
what's
fucked up.
Limping? What's going on? I'm lost. I hate you people when you do this.
Listen, yeah, I'm not seeing him. He's been coming. You know, it's not that he's not becoming.
I didn't think that the other part of the information was needed now.
I know that. I love you so much. I swear to God. Just get caught in your ass.
Ah, but yeah, so far so good. That is X done, and we can hear what, and everybody can go and rest and chill and prepare for the next.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, they're saying they're going to be 100 teams next season.
Oh, yes. Yo, I'm sorry, what? Yes, don't mind this. Yes, don't come again.
Look. I know we gave disclaimer when we started this quote that accurate information is not.
It's not from here. Oh, yeah, now, yeah, let me reduce it 50 teams next season.
You know what? There's no way you can make heaven at this point. At this point, just give it up. Just start preparing your cold water for hellfire. Just start preparing cold water. Go and shoot it.
Yeah, finish. But do you guys have any other word on the street for next season? Quick one.
Oh, yeah, word on the street.
How about we give accurate information?
Accurate information. That's a good start.
This is the word on my own street. I don't know about your street, but yes, go on.
No, I got you. Word on the street is they're going to be introducing new teams next season. The season is expected to start in May this time around. So we're looking, season might look to start in April, May. There will be new teams on board. I think there's rumors about maybe like... can you guys hear me still?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. There will be like 6 teams additional is what we're hearing. We're not sure how that will work, but that's what we're hearing. Season will run. There will be scrimmage games. The scrimmages will be longer this time because I'm guessing scrimmage Sundays will start maybe in February. Oh,
with fucking how many teams? What do they expect?
You get me. So it's going to be a very long off season. So, you know, we're excited. There will be a long off season of about, what, 5 months?
Y'all should better up your insurance because this kind of long season. Is it this 9 to 5 that I want to be running for how many months straight?
But it's not, I mean, it's not that
bad. But I'm guessing there's going to be like, there are going to be more buys. They're going to be like, you know.
Now, these are the questions, Odi. Like, let's see how they work the buys as well. Because with more buys, we have a longer season, which is good. So each team has a bye week. Because now you're going to have about plus or minus. You're going to have what? If you're inviting 6 more teams and we're already 10 teams, you're going to have 15 game season. So with a bye every week, every team should expect to have what? 16 week season of the regular season, which is not bad actually. You get a bye week at any point, you take your time off, you have a good time, do your socials. I think that's a very good idea. You have a 16-week season. We finish in December as per usual. You get me? Because 16 weeks is how many months? So that's about 4 months.
I'm sorry, for opening eye.
Yeah,
you say 16
weeks is 4 months now.
Hey!
Season 2
Abuja 5
was like that.
No. It's 4 months. Listen, this is 4 months. So we're doing May, June, July, August, September. Yeah. So if we have sick, then we have games going to. So like Zara said, that it was literally the same thing for them. So yeah, we have a good. Everybody gets their bye week, all-star game in between. We might even do men and women's game. Yeah. Well, no, I don't think. Wait. I don't think it's going to December. Sorry, that was my bad.
I was like, what is going on here? Zara,
you just say people just they drop like fly.
See.
I just claim
if it starts in like May, it'll probably be done in like August or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything from Abuja?
I think if I can start in August.
Okay. Is there anything from Abuja?
What's going on in Abuja? And NAFA actually. Never get to go speaking about NAFA.
What?
So, Zara, how was your time at the camp?
How was
your time at the NAFA camp?
As I always speak honestly, NAFA, I'm glad you came to see the game. Like, I'm glad you did. And it's not like as if you guys don't usually be seeing the game or you don't know what's going on in leagues.
I don't know.
It's just why...
Yeah, sorry. If you listen, I hope, I'm hoping now for people listen to this, what's it called, podcast, because if you expect a senior national team to show up for tryouts, you have to treat people like they actually have some sense, you know.
Oh shit!
Yeah, don't take me for idiots. Don't piss on me and then tell me it's raining. You know what I mean? Yeah. So do what you need to do. But I mean, thankfully, we still accomplished what we want. In the end, we got what we wanted. Thank God for that. You know. So your girls made the provisional list. Well, we're on our provisional list. National team. Yeah, so they're gonna have probably another final national tryout as to what's it called, get the proper list. I think they're saying something about like April or May, but I don't know, you know. But any friendlies between now and then, they can get us. They just have to call us up to, you know, come rep night and shit like that. So that's kind of cool and shit. So that's good.
But so like far. Abuja League.
As for Abuja League, yes. It's, I allegedly started. I always use the word allegedly, but it's allegedly started. end of January. Yeah, I hear it's end of January. It's gonna start.
How many teams do you guys have?
6 teams. Yeah, okay. So 6 teams. Yeah, it'll be fun.
All
right, then. It'll be fun to see.
All right, that's good. So I guess that's it, guys. We're wrapped up for this season and this year. And I could go off. Anyways.
Yo, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to y'all
motherfuckers. Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas, you filthy animals.
You know me, I'm going to be the Grinch in your life. Merry Christmas, you bastards. And have an okay New Year.
Oh my God. Okay, nah, but guys.
For real, guys. Stay tuned. We got content coming in the off season.
Yeah.
So keep your eye on ground. I tell you, man. May you no miss dropping.
All right, guys. It's been an awesome season as usual. Keep following the Instagram handle, and we'll see you guys next season. Heal up. Have fun during the holidays.
Don't get this. Yo, fuck y'all niggas, man.
Uh-oh. All right, I guess that's how we're ending it then. Deuces.
Bye.
See, and always remember, guys, fuck you. Stay blessed.
Oh, shall we? Wow. I know. Wow. Get well soon. Bye.
Bye.